Welcome to the Samantha J. Murphy Show, where we talk about life, love, health and well-being, and work towards building a happier life through conscious awareness and positive change. Hello and welcome to the Samantha J. Murphy Show. I'm your host, Samantha J. Murphy. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This week's episode is something that affects nearly all of us at some point or another in our lives. So without further ado, I'm just going to get straight into this topic, which is called fighting the weight loss battle. One of the biggest battles that people seem to face is the battle to lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. I was a personal trainer who worked for a gym for a few years, and so I've seen many people attempt to change their lives and take the necessary steps towards losing weight. And one of the things that I noticed back then was that there often seemed to be a familiar pattern that people would fall into and follow in their quest to try and lose weight. And fast forward to the present day, this pattern is still very much around in a lot of cases. And it usually goes a little bit like this. Step one, you decide that you want to lose weight. Now, you can decide to do this at any time in your life. And I just want to add that a very popular time for this kind of decision to be undertaken is often just after Christmas and the holidays, when everyone has overdosed on turkey, munched their way through all the cakes and pies, as well as polishing off a tin of Quality Street or Rose's chocolates, which is very popular in the UK, by the way. Anyway, so come January 1st, you find that your clothes are a bit tighter than they were before the holidays, and you may even step on the scales to confirm the fact. But at that point, you decide to make a New Year's resolution to go on a diet, join a gym, to get fit and lose the excess weight. Now, it could be that the first thing that you do after this is to go into a gym and buy a membership. And at that point, you're feeling motivated, full of enthusiasm and proud of yourself for taking the plunge to lose weight, which then leads on to step two. Step two is where you start a workout program that has been carefully worked out by a trainer to match your fitness level, which normally requires you to come in at least three times a week to the gym, which you do, and things are going great. Then step three kicks in. Now, step three is where you start going to the gym less, maybe dropping down to once a week. And normally after a month or two after joining comes step four. And step four is where you give up and stop going to the gym altogether. Now, this is not everyone. There are some people that join a gym and keep going a minimum of three times a week for as long as they've got a membership. And it doesn't just have to be going to the gym. You can start any form of exercise, such as running, swimming, hiking, walking, anything you want. But whatever exercise you do choose, if you fall into this particular four-step pattern that I've just talked about, then you know that at that point you probably come to a brick wall when it comes to losing the weight that you wanted to lose. So why is it so hard for some people to stay on the path to becoming healthier and losing weight? Well, first of all, let me address a number of reasons people give when they stop exercising, and here are a few of the most common. One reason people give up is that they say, "I'm too tired." Now, everybody gets tired from daily life. But even if you could start off by putting 10 minutes a day of some kind of exercise into your daily schedule, even if it's just making small adjustments, such as taking the stairs instead of the elevator or walking to the shops instead of driving, you're adding some movement into your routine, which helps get your circulation going for starters. The key is to start off small. And if you want to, you can gradually increase the amount of minutes you do a week. It's really up to you. But when you incorporate exercise into your life, you will actually start feeling more energized and less tired as your fitness levels increase. And at that point, feeling more energized, you may want to gradually increase your workouts over a period of time to say 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or even an hour, three times a week. It's entirely up to you. Another reason that people give up is that they say, I don't have the time. Well, if you're serious about losing weight, you have to make time somewhere in your schedule. One way to make time is to cut down on your time watching TV. Shave off 30 minutes or an hour off of TV time and do an online workout. And there's tons of them, offering all sorts of videos with a variety of levels, with or without equipment, short workouts, longer ones. There really is something for everyone, and you can do this at home. Another option is you could go straight from work to the gym or to a sports centre to do an activity. So it's just like working an extra hour at the office. Some people find it hard to motivate themselves to go to the gym once they get home from work and have sat down, and then really just don't feel like going out again. So going straight from work can help with solving that issue. If you're one of these people that find it really hard to get motivated after work or in the evening, or you're just someone who is more energized in the morning, you could also try getting up 30 minutes or an hour earlier and working out whilst everyone else is still in bed. You might also find that there's less distraction when everyone else is still sleeping too. Or maybe you could get up earlier and go for a run or go to the gym instead. Another reason people give up is that they say it's too hard. And it can be. I'm not going to lie to you. But the key is to start off small. So many people jump straight in and they're doing way too much, and it's not something that they can manage, and they just give up because it's just not, they're not at that level yet to be doing that sort of stuff. So the key is to start off small and set goals, which I'll talk about a little bit later, and then gradually build up your workouts. Make sure that you're doing an exercise that you actually like. Even if it's walking, getting movement into your life is what's important here. Another reason I want to mention as to why people give up is that they say, I'm not losing enough weight quick enough. And this can be a challenge for anyone dealing with hormonal issues, particularly middle-aged men and women that are dealing with age-related changes in hormone levels and a slower metabolism that leads to weight gain. But it doesn't mean to say that you won't lose weight. You may just have to wait a little bit longer for results, but the key is to combine the right healthy plan, the right healthy eating plan, with some kind of exercise and keeping at it. I know a few women that are going through menopause. They all gained weight and they all found different diet and exercise plans that worked for each of them. But what worked for them may not necessarily work for you. So you do need to do some research and try diet and exercise plans to see what works for you and fits into your lifestyle. And I just want to add that even by just cutting down on portions or eliminating junk food is a good start and a positive step in the right direction whilst you're deciding what diet and exercise plan you're going to follow in order to lose weight too. The final reason I want to mention that people give up for is they say that exercise is boring. Well, it doesn't have to be. If you put on your earphones with your favourite music on and go for a walk, what's boring about that? You never know, one of your favourite tunes might come on that's a real toe tapper, and it actually makes you feel like breaking out into a bit of a jog as well. But even just walking along, listening to your favourite music is a great way to get some exercise. And sometimes it's just nice having a bit of time to yourself as well. Or instead of phoning a friend for a chat, go for a walk together and have a good old catch up there. You'd be surprised how much walking you can get done when you're engaged in conversation that way too. If you really don't like the gym, then look at other types of exercise that does appeal to you and give it a go instead. But it's really important that you don't despise any type of exercise you choose, because you won't stick to it. I just want to say that if the gym doesn't appeal to you in the beginning, just remember that it is a great thing for you to do for strength training with free weights and weight machines, which you may not get if you're only doing cardio exercise such as running. So once you start getting into exercise and your fitness levels start increasing, you might decide that you'd like to incorporate some strength training with weights with your cardio as well, just to add more variety into your workout. And if you don't, that's absolutely fine too, but it's another option to mix up your workout if you want to. Whatever exercise you choose, the key is you need to get yourself active and to keep yourself active on a regular basis. And unless you have a medical condition and a doctor has instructed you not to exercise, there's no reason why you shouldn't. And I will add that before you start any kind of exercise regimen or diet program, always check with your doctor to make sure that it's okay to do that particular choice of exercise or diet program. So I've spoken about a few reasons why people give up on losing weight through diet and exercise, but there are a few things that people are sometimes not aware of. Some people may work towards losing the excess weight by adding exercise into their routine, but they carry on eating the same diet. Now, if you're not seeing weight loss when you've been exercising and you're still eating a high calorie diet packed with sugar and saturated fats, that could be your problem right there. That kind of diet definitely needs to be looked at and modified to become a healthy alternative to enable you to see some results. Because in order to reduce the weight, you do need to reduce your food intake. Also, a lot of people don't realise that a gram of alcohol is 7 calories. And if you compare that to a gram of fat, which is 9 calories, you can see it's quite high. In fact, according to the National Health Service website, a 5% strength pint of lager can actually equal 239 calories, which is the equivalent to a standard size Mars bar. So you may not realise if you're trying to lose weight that 5 pints of lager down the pub on a Friday night can soon add up. And there's no nutritional value in alcohol either, so you're basically consuming empty calories, which are still calories at the end of the day. I just want to point out that you can lose weight by simply cutting down on the amount of calories that you consume in a day and by cutting out certain foods in your diet, such as ones that contain high sugar, high saturated fat foods and alcohol. You may notice some weight loss, but by incorporating exercise with a healthier diet, you can help speed up the process of weight loss and also improve your fitness levels, which results in more energy, better mood, and you become healthier too. It also makes weight loss more sustainable in the long run, as exercise helps burn up calories, and by changing your lifestyle to include a healthier diet and exercise program, you will find it easier to keep the excess weight off that you've lost, and it won't come creeping back. Now I want to talk about the mental aspects of trying to lose weight, because especially as you get older, it takes more effort to stay in shape. So you need to mentally prepare yourself to do this if you're serious about seeing results. And I think the very first step that everyone needs to take before even attempting dieting and exercise is to ask themselves the question that not many people do. And that is, what is your relationship to food? Are you someone who is a comfort eater? And this can mean eating a large amount of foods like chocolate, cakes, ice cream, junk food, high calorie snacks, when you feel sad or stressed out. Or do you eat because you're bored, but you've got nothing else to do, so you find yourself just constantly looking in the fridge or cupboard for something to eat and just munching through whatever's in there? Do you have a sweet tooth, where you eat too many sugary foods or drinks that you need to, and would probably rather have some kind of dessert for dinner than dinner itself? Or are you totally confused by food? And this may be the case for those of you that are middle-aged and going through the hormonal changes and dealing with your slow metabolism, which can lead to the unexpected weight gain. And I say confused because you may have been eating healthily and exercising, you're still not losing weight. So you get to a point where you're starting to wonder whether carrots and cake actually have the same amount of calories. Because it doesn't matter what you're eating, you're not losing the weight. Or do you just love food and food is a huge part of your life? Everything you do socially evolves around food, going out for dinner, barbecues, picnics, and you love cooking and baking cakes, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you can still have some willpower with the amount you eat and what you eat if you're trying to lose weight. And I just want to say that when you've gained a lot of weight through eating more calories than your body needs, you tend to have gotten to the stage where you bypass the little switch in your brain that says, okay, you're full, stop eating, you ignore it. And soon you get to a stage where you don't even sense it. And that is something that you have to relearn once you start following a diet program to help you keep your weight gain under long-term control. Now, whatever your answer is to the question, what is your relationship to food? Start there. Look at your answer and see if you can address the issues or reasons around your relationship with food first and try and make some changes. Even if you have to seek the help of a health professional to help you to try and avoid falling into eating for other reasons instead of just eating for when you're hungry. For example, if you're eating through boredom, when you get up to go towards the fridge, stop yourself and switch to doing something else. Be mindful of what you're doing. Sometimes we just do it out of habit, but if you can break the habit of eating when you're not really hungry, you're working nearer towards reaching your weight loss goal. Now, once you ask the question, the relationship to food question, and look at what you can address, you have to ask yourself a few more questions that you have to give honest answers to. And if you answer no to any of these, that's okay. But it probably means that you're not going to get the results that you want. Or if you do lose weight, you may find that you gain the weight back quite quickly. So first of all, ask yourself, do you really want to lose weight for yourself? If you're trying to lose the weight because someone you know is not a health professional has pushed you into it, you may struggle to stick with it. You really need to want to do this because it's important to you, because it can be hard to lose weight. It takes commitment, effort, discipline, and consistency. Commitment to yourself that you're going to make this change and stick to it and not give up when it gets challenging. And also a commitment to implementing short-term goals and long-term goals and working towards them. It takes effort. And by this I mean that you're going to have to put effort into what you're trying to do to work towards your goals. It takes discipline. Discipline to keep to your plan and do what the plan requires you to do. If discipline is hard for you, use a personal trainer to help keep you on an exercise schedule, or work out with someone else who finds being disciplined less challenging to keep you on track, or use a diet coach or nutritionist to help you stay on track with your food intake. And lastly, it takes consistency. You need to be consistent in following your diet plan and exercise program. Working out once a month is not going to get you anywhere near your goals. Use a 3 times a week as a minimum guide. And if you want to work out more than that, that's okay. But make sure that whether it's 3 times a week or 4 times a week, it needs to be every week, consistent. And the principles of commitment, effort, discipline and consistency don't just apply to diet and exercise, by the way. Those principles can be added to any area of your life that you want to work towards positively changing and improving. And one way that helps you with commitment, effort, discipline and consistency is by setting short-term goals as well as a long-term goal. Set yourself an overall diet and exercise goal that you want to achieve, and then set yourself smaller goals that make up the stepping stones towards the large overall goal. Make sure that your goal is fairly challenging. If the goal is too easy, then it's not really going to push you forward towards your desired outcome, nor motivate you to achieve it. If it's too hard, then you could simply lose interest in the goal and even give up on the whole thing altogether. Make sure each goal you set is specific, measurable, achievable and realistic and is done in a period of time. So you could say my goal for this week is specific in, I'm saying, let me see, okay, I want to go for a run 3 times this week for 15 minutes. And that would tick all the boxes. And it would help you stay on track because it's specific, it's measurable, you know how long you're going to do it for and how many times a week you're going to do it for. Is it achievable? Yeah, I think it's pretty achievable. Is it realistic? Yeah. And is it done in a period of time? Yes, you've got the week to get those 3 times a week in. Or you could use the same principle on a smaller goal, such as I will stick to my diet plan for the whole day. So again, you've got your diet plan that you're following. Is it specific? Yes, you're sticking to your diet plan today. Is it measurable? Yep, you're going to do it for the whole day. You know what you're going to do on it. Achievable? Yes, it's totally achievable. Realistic? Yes, it's realistic. And you've got the whole day to meet that goal. The end of the day, that's when you'll know whether you've met your goal. And then once you've achieved it, set the same goal for the next day or a different goal, and you just keep on building goal by goal. If all of these smaller goals are followed and met, you start edging towards that bigger goal, and you will certainly be on the right track towards success. If you look at the overall goal and the smaller goals, you can see how you can use both of those elements to motivate you to keep going. And feel proud of yourself at every step of your journey. And at every goal you achieve, just take it one goal at a time. If your goal is to work out 3 times this week and you did it, you should be really proud of yourself. You met that goal and set yourself small goals each week to work towards keeping yourself on track. And give yourself a long-term goal, like where you want to be with your weight in 5 years' time. You still want to be the weight that you are now in 5 years' time. You know, you give yourself goals along the way. You may have to make sacrifices for a while and be a bit antisocial if you're on a strict eating plan, but tell those closest around you what you're doing and ask for their support to help you if you need it. Also, joining an online weight loss group can be helpful, where you can interact with people that are going through the same weight loss process as yourself and share experiences. And if you have a day where you fall short of your goal, don't beat yourself up. Just put that behind you and start afresh the next day. When you've lost the weight that you wanted to lose and reached your goals, the hardest challenge for a lot of people is keeping it off. If you've done a crash diet and lost weight quickly, that's okay, but it's really not sustainable in the long run. So if you want to keep the weight off, you have to realise that you have to make a lifestyle change. Now, that doesn't mean never having a bar of chocolate or slice of cake again, but it does mean that you've changed your eating habits permanently to a healthier way of eating, with everything in moderation. And yes, if you want a bit of cake now and again, that's okay, just as long as you stick to your new lifestyle of healthy eating and adding some type of exercise into your life. As you change your life for a healthier one, you'll feel happier and more energized, and you'll have a healthier body. Certainly that gives you a better chance of being healthier as you age too. I just want to say to everyone that is either at the beginning or in the middle or almost at the end of their weight loss journey, you should be extremely proud of yourself for making a positive change in your life, and know that you're an inspiration to many people that struggle with losing weight. So when they read your stories or follow your journey, it can really help other people to do the same. So wherever you are on your weight loss journey, keep going and seek support where you need it. There's lots of programs out there to choose from that makes it easier to stay on track. So use whatever resources are available to you, because it's never too late to make a change in your life for the better. Okay, well, that's this week's episode. I hope it was helpful to some of you. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And as usual, I'll be sharing this episode on Instagram, SamanthaJMurphy7, Facebook, SamanthaJMurphy, and Twitter, SamanthaJMurph7. Feel free to comment or interact on those platforms and share your experiences. And remember that your experience could help someone else. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.